Hello, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and happy Friday afternoon to each and every one of you. Thanks for spending some of it with me and us here at Civic Media. We got a great guest this half hour. Her name's Jackie Anderson. She's the executive director for Feeding Wisconsin. We've been talking about food insecurity, and we're going to get into food deserts in a moment. But I wanted to ask what I think is probably the most important question, which is, what should we do about this in the wake of the big brutal bill with 700,000 Wisconsinites that are food insecure, 85% of folks that live in rural communities that are food insecure? The statistic, 1 in 6 kids in Wisconsin, that's just so heartbreaking to me. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to do about it if they're listening?
Yeah. So, there's a couple things. The first thing that's most important is call your legislators. We know that across our Feeding America food banks, the number of people who are using food banks has gone up 30 to 45% in the past year. So we know that people are using food banks when they've or food pantries when they've never had to use them in the past. Or maybe, you know, people are used to go only once a month. Now they're having to go 2 to 3 times because of the cost of living right now. So the first thing is call your legislators, because if this is something that doesn't sit right with you, knowing that people are who are working aren't able to make ends meet, that is one thing that you absolutely can do. The second thing you can do is volunteer at food banks and food pantries, because everyone is looking at their operational cost and, you know, how to make ends meet, knowing that there has been some cuts. So it's really thinking about how you can help, because oftentimes at a food bank, for example, they'll get a huge vat of rice that needs to be broken down to individual increments so that it can be given to pantry folks. That takes time. And then the last piece is donating resources like funds. We desperately need funding because of, you know, funders aren't contributing like they used to right now. And so that we're seeing that throughout.
Well, and the big brutal bill cuts. I mean, let's be honest about it. And, you know, I often say the thing that stands between someone and healthcare who is eligible, right? As a person stands and they're eligible, they are working or they are fully disabled or they're caring for someone that is fully disabled and requires individualized care, whether that's Medicaid or SNAP benefits, food share benefits here in the state of Wisconsin. If the thing that prevents them from getting that benefit are ridiculously complicated paperwork systems, that is a failure, right? That is government putting up unnecessary administrative paperwork roadblocks that end up costing Wisconsinites lives. And if you think this is just a problem in Democratic congressional districts or places it's not. I wanted to give some love because everybody that listens to the show knows I'm a complete data nerd and a wonk about this stuff. You can go to Feeding Wisconsin's website at feedingwi.org and look at their food insecurity rates page. You all break this down by U.S. House district. So congressperson district, state senate district, and state assembly district. So if you're thinking, hey, I think that's great, I'm sure everybody that gets kicked off of food share, they deserve to be kicked off, go check out the map. Then go check out Map the Meal Gap, which is more data. You will see that this is really an existential question for folks. The budget shortfall we're looking at for trying to address food insecurity is some $450 million throughout the state, which translates into an annual meal gap, according to your organization's data, of $116 million.
Your
neighbors and friends will be going hungry if we don't do something about this.
Right, exactly.
Tell people what's a food desert and why are these problematic?
Yeah, so a food desert is mostly in rural. I shouldn't say that. It is in communities where there's not access to healthy food. So if you think about in a rural community, if let's say they have one rural grocery store that was dependent on SNAP benefits, if we're going to keep along those lines, if they're reliant on SNAP benefits to help make ends meet, and we know that SNAP is going to be cut, then that means that people are not going to be using those benefits at that rural grocery store, which means that that rural grocery store could potentially close, which means that then people will have to travel that much further to get healthy food. So that is happening throughout our state in rural communities and also in Milwaukee too. I mean, you know, there are absolutely food deserts that we know that are there too. And so that means people either have to go to the local bodega where there's maybe not fresh fruits or vegetables, or you know, a Dollar General if you're in a rural community. So it's getting slimmer by the day.
Folks, again, that is Jackie Anderson, Executive Director of Feeding Wisconsin. Check out their website. Check out some of this incredible data that they've got available to you at feedingwi.org. You said before, Jackie, we've got just about a minute left here, that food pantry patronage usage has gone up 35% to 40%. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this. When you look at the big brutal bill and you look at even our state's biennial budget, with this increase, this pain point for working folks and folks in need, at the very point when people need this assistance most, we're cutting it. Is it in fact cruel?
It is cruel on the federal level. I will say on the state level, we did just get a $10 million state investment to support food banks and food pantries. So there is progress and we are going in the right direction. But on the federal level,
keep it up, Wisconsin. Yeah, get on the horn. Call your legislators. And I'll just say thanks to Governor Evers and legislative Dems for getting that $10 million. And thanks to you, Jackie Anderson of Feeding Wisconsin. Check it out, feedingwi.org.